Welcome to episode 559 of Salcedo Paranormal. I'm your host, James Salcedo, and tonight I'll be sharing true paranormal stories on the web. As always, you can find all episodes of the show, along with links to social media and other ways to contact me at the podcast page. And that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's S-A-L-S-I-D-O, paranormal. podbean.com. Always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions, or if you have stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you join me on the show to talk about them. Thank you all for listening, whether you are here for the live streams on Discord, or if you listen to the podcast or YouTube feeds, or on the Trouble Minds Radio Network. KUAP, Digital Broadcasting. There you can hear replays of two episodes of the show every night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, as well as throughout the day, on and off. But right before Michael Strange and Trouble Minds Radio comes on at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And I always want to thank Michael Strange for putting these shows up on the station and having me there as well. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that in a few different ways. You can always share the show with others and rate and review the podcast on your favorite platform. You can also find books I've written, paranormal fiction and nonfiction, over on Amazon. You can also sign up to the Patreon page, to any of the paid membership levels there, and get one extra True Paranormal Stories from the Web episode every month as often as I am able. I'm going to try to get one out this month since I did not do that last month. Or you can also just send in one-time donations through PayPal. Support is never expected. That would not make sense. But it's always appreciated, as there are expenses in making these shows, from equipment to research material, to travel expenses in some cases. And I think that covers everything there. Just a reminder to everyone, because I forgot to put it in the chat, if you have any comments or questions in the show, during the live show, then you're here for the live recording. You're welcome to put them in this channel that we're recording in right now. So, and I will respond to them as soon as I can. So, of course, this is True Paranormal Stories from the Web. So let me get back to that document, and we will start with those. This first one says, about 5 years ago, my husband and I were sleeping when I woke up to the sound of a child in the hallway. The hallway was long, with all the bedrooms located together at the end of it. I could see the outline of a child and thought one of our own children had woken up and needed help. I asked my husband to help the child. He also saw the child, but as he approached it, the child walked down the hallway and disappeared, according to him. All of our children were in their beds, asleep in their beds at the time. My husband did not tell me about this incident until a few years later. Has anyone else experienced anything like this? The incident gave me the creeps, and I wonder if the mysterious child was in the room with my children while they slept. My husband said he didn't feel anything malevolent about the experience. And that's where that one ends. I wonder if it took so long for the husband to tell the writer there, because it was just so strange, especially if they never had an experience. I could see that being, or maybe it's because that didn't seem evil. I don't know. You never know with that kind of thing. It can take a while to process events like that, I think, too. So, but yeah, neat story there. Makes me wonder what that child was doing there, if it was really a child or if it's just appearing that way. Either way, it seems like it vanished, so maybe just stopping by. It's hard to say. But that's always a question you hear about, and so many people seem to automatically want to lean one way or another, whereas where it's either it is a child and there's some tragic story behind why they're there, or it's some dark evil entity that's trying to trick everyone. And I think both of those are always possible. There's also, again, as always, like I say these days, the possibility of some kind of a time anomaly or dimensional parallel universe, that's my other recent thing I'm into now, overlap, and it was a regular living kid, and they just somehow manifested or appeared in that house, in the same dimension or level of reality as the couple there. So lots of options there. Moving on to the next story. Let's see here. Okay, so this one says, I'm not sure if this is the right place to post my story, but I cannot give the incident a rational explanation. I want to know what you all think. This is on a website there, so that's why they're saying that. It says, a few days ago, my family found a puzzle piece in one of my father's toolboxes. We don't recognize the puzzle piece and do not have any puzzles in the entire house. The toolbox is small, and my father had cleaned it out completely when he took it from a basement in his girlfriend's old house, finding nothing at the time. A regular sized puzzle piece cannot easily hide in such a small box. This is not the first strange occurrence in our house. When we first moved in years ago, we found a small blue stone, possibly made of a glass-like material, in the toilet after a few months. The strangest aspect is that a fingerprint is clearly visible on the stone, and I don't know how this could have happened. I can't give either a rational or a spiritual explanation for these events. I tried searching the internet for a spiritual meaning behind the puzzle piece, but found nothing. What are your opinions on whether these events could have been, or could have a meaning, either spiritually or rationally? I'm wondering if that was, I don't know, there's some interesting phrasing in there, but makes me wonder if it was a different language at first, or they're not used to English, but could just be phrasing. But it sounds like objects just appearing at random. The whole idea of poltergeist activity and or just apports and all those kinds of things. It is odd that these are not things that vanished before from their belongings. That makes it a little bit more different in that way. But it's not the first time I've heard of that either. So I don't know with that one. It makes me think if it's, it seems like it's tied to the family though. If it was one thing that appeared in a toolbox in another location, and then another thing that appeared inside the house after that, then it seems like it's maybe more tied to one or more people in the family than just a given location. Unless, of course, it is just a random thing where you had activity in two locations, and it's the same kind of activity, and so it automatically seems like it's linked, even though it may not be. It's hard to say with all these things. The fingerprint, the only thing I can think of is, I don't know if this is possible, but if it's some kind of a manufactured item, maybe the fingerprint is more of like an art, like it was actually made as part of this marble kind of like thing. And so it's meant to be there, and it's not paranormal or weird at all in that way. It's still weird that it just appeared there. But that's my only explanation for the fingerprint mark there. But yeah, so I'd be curious if anything else ever appeared in the space where that family lives or around it, or and if it happened again, and if they ever moved out, whoever it was in the family moved away from the rest, if it ever happened to any of them again in different locations, I'd be curious to know about that. But that's the thing with these accounts, you get what you get. So moving on to the next one here. This one, let's see here. Okay, I got to scroll down a little bit because this one goes across two pages. This one says, I woke up and started hearing distorted and off-key music box notes. Oh, okay, it wasn't supposed to be A. So I woke up, let me try that again. I woke up hearing distorted and off-key music box notes coming from outside my room. I am staying at my grandparents' house with my little brother. No one in the house owns a music box. There aren't any houses very close to my grandparents' house. So if neighbors were using a music box, I wouldn't be able to hear it. I have seen many posts online, ranging from somewhat recent to up to 7 years old, discussing similar incidents. My mind could be playing tricks on me, but I don't know, as the experience seemed too real to be made up. Has anyone had this happen recently? This is all very confusing. And that's where that one ends. They are right. That is a thing. Music box sounds. In some cases, people do have a music box in their environment, in their surroundings. In other cases, they don't. So, that is a not uncommon. It's not super. You don't hear that every story, obviously, but they are the writer. The writer there is right. That you can find stories about that. That reminds me, I should probably ask you all, what do you think about maybe once a week, if one of these true paranormal stories from the web shows is sort of topic-based or item-based, or there's some common thread between all the stories? Because I have figured out how to do that. I just haven't done it yet because I sort of like the random nature of everything. No worries, Derek. Good to see you. I know you're busy, so whenever you're able to show up is amazing. But yeah, I was just mentioning, I'm trying to decide if I want to do one show per week where all the stories have an object or a setting or something in common, or if I don't want to, because I like the random nature of just sharing the stories that I find as they're found in that order. But also, I think a subject-based one could be good. Maybe we'll try that the next episode, the next True Paranormal Stories from the Web episode. I'll try doing that. I'll try a theme-based show. And because I've figured out how to search for things within certain websites using keywords and to find stories there that way. So yeah, maybe we'll try that and see what you all think of it and go from there. But so yeah, let me know what y'all think, whether it's here in the live show, during the live show, or of course through messages in Discord after, or emails, salcedoparanormal@gmail.com. Just let me know what y'all think about that idea of that. So Derek says, either way, it's cool. I like the topic shows, but it's also fun when the syncs pop up when you randomly get stories. So that's why I will. Yeah, they do. The syncs happen. Synchronicities happen a lot. Yeah, no worries, everyone, if you show up late. But yeah, I think we all tried that, and I think that'd be good doing that sort of one show like this where I just share whatever I find, and then one show per week where I sort of make a separate, I have to make a separate document for those stories that that I do that with, where it's all topic based. Otherwise I could end up sort of overlapping. So anyway, that's just going to sort of the mechanics of the show. But Sunday afternoon, yeah, we'll see. Maybe one of these times. I don't know. I like Sundays are kind of my day off from the week, as I do research and I drop an episode every day, Monday through Thursday. And then I do the recordings, and then I also drop an episode every Friday and Saturday. So, but maybe, we'll see. Maybe the Sunday is when once in a while I'll do that Patreon recording, and y'all can be here for that and listen to it live. And then if you want to really sign up for the Patreon, then you can do that as well. So we'll see. Lots of options there. Thank you all for weighing in on all that. Getting back to the stories here. And also thank you all for being here. This one says, I had an unusual experience as a child while climbing a tree at a friend's house, which I have never shared before because it seemed inconsequential. This always cracks me up when they say things like that. People say things like that. But anyway, you'll see why I say that in a moment. It says, while standing on a branch of the tree, I suddenly found myself in a dark room with memory projections or orbs showing memories I didn't even remember that I had. The branch broke, and as I fell, I was no longer in the dark room, but staring up at the sky, feeling completely at peace and calm. The fall seemed to happen in slow motion, and although it only lasted seconds, I felt like I was staring at the sky for minutes, enjoying the feeling of floating and the light. After landing, I came to after about 30 seconds, during which time people were trying to talk to me, but I was unresponsive and staring into the distance. On the ground, I was oblivious to the people around me and to the pain, just staring at the sky. My parents took me to doctors, worried that I had passed out in the tree and could get hurt. However, I don't believe I passed out, as I can still vividly remember everything. I'm not sure if this counts as a paranormal experience or if it was just my mind, but the experience felt so real and vivid that I am inclined to think it was more than just my imagination. And that's where that one ends. Sounds almost like they went into their own mind somehow. It is odd, though, that it happened usually you sort of hear about that concept of like your life flashing before your eyes when you're after the sort of horrific event has started. But this sounds like it happened, I don't know, unless the branch broke right as the person was seeing this. It's always hard to tell when it comes to that, because when you're writing, you can only say one thing at a time. Even if multiple things happen at the same time, it's sort of one of those aspects of writing where that's the only way to do it when you're writing. So I don't know, but if it happened, if they went into that sort of, I don't know, altered state before the branch broke, was it some kind of precognition that, hey, something is going on here, or is going to be happening here? I don't know. The rest of it, the way that after they fell, took a little off for them to respond, and the slow motion nature of things, that all seems, as from what I've heard anyway, seems more normal. Doesn't seem so unusual, but the most fascinating part of that story to me is the whole room with all these, it almost sounds like their own memories that appeared in a certain way for them to sort of notice them. So, I really wonder what would have happened if they had been able to move around. Could they have accessed the different memories somehow by trying to reach out and touch these orbs that seem to contain the memories? Or if they couldn't have, if it was more just, again, they were seeing that, they were accessing some part of their own consciousness, and they could see all that, but they couldn't actually interact with any of it. Or was it some entirely separate force? Hard to know there, but yeah, let me see how long the next one is. If it's a short one, we can maybe squeeze it in. But let's see here. Yeah, I don't think so. So it looks like it's a fairly long one. So we'll have to save that for next time. So, those kinds of stories, that's why I love doing these shows, is because you find things that fit the usual patterns or the most common patterns of experiences. Someone sees an apparition of someone, of a figure. Shadow figures. Of course, UFOs, aliens, whatever, cryptids. And then you have ones like this where I don't think I've ever heard of anything exactly like this before. So that's what is amazing about doing this, is finding the patterns when you can, among all the different people's experiences. And then finding the other accounts of experiences where this seems unusual, even among all the rest, which people would say anything paranormal is unusual. So I'm glad that we ended on that one, because that's a perfect example of that. That's why I do this, is not only to find the ones that fit patterns, but then also to find the experiences that don't fit all the usual patterns. So, I think that's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you all next time on Salcedo Paranormal. Take care.